This is Gulf Coast Live from WGCU News. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. The rate of suicides among U.S. veterans has been on the rise for more than a decade, according to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. Veterans who may be struggling to acclimate back to civilian life and or dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder are nearly twice as likely as non-veterans to take their own lives. For the past 2 years, the American Military Veterans Foundation has been working to get a camo alert bill passed through the Florida legislature. The concept is much like the amber alert and silver alert systems already in place and would work to effectively identify and get help for veterans in crisis. Now the foundation has found a new sponsor for the measure to take up the bill next year. We'll take a closer look later this hour. But first, music executives with the Fort Myers-based independent record label Creative Mind Records are accepting submissions for a talent search event to be held at the Broadway Palm Dinner Theater on September 18th. The contest is open to vocalists and vocal groups of all ages and is meant to highlight aspiring artists here in Southwest Florida. The contest winner will receive a $2,500 cash prize, as well as the possibility of a record agreement with the CMR Indie label. Joining me now to provide more information about the talent search and about the record label is CEO Teresa Zepcheski. We're also joined by CMR Music Executive Johnny Mars. Welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi. And that talent search event will also feature live entertainment provided through the Louis P. Tabarini Children's Music Outreach Foundation, which works to provide musical instruments and music education to kids who otherwise wouldn't have such opportunities. So we're joined today by the Tabarini Foundation's Bob Tabarini. Bob is a well-known performing musician and event organizer throughout the region and a longtime guitarist here in Southwest Florida. Bob Tabarini, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today.
It's a pleasure to be on the air with you guys.
And as always, listeners are invited to join the conversation. Our phone number is 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. And Teresa and Johnny, I wanted to start with you. First of all, Teresa, tell us a bit about just this record label here in Southwest Florida.
Well, I started the record label in Southwest Florida. I live here. I've been here all my life. And there isn't enough record labels here that majors don't really come here. They go to the bigger cities. So I wanted to create an opportunity for artists in this area.
And Johnny Mars, tell us a bit about your background and how you came to pursue, you know, just the business side of music. Are you a songwriter yourself?
Yeah, I'm a songwriter myself. Not too many people know that. I'm more of an executive. I came from the management background, A&R background. I have a music publishing company as well, and I've been the vice president of the company, the Creative Minds Records, since the beginning, really, with Teresa. I just want to let you know also, we do have Denovan on the line as well. He's one of the judges for the show.
Oh, okay. Denovan Blisswood with Sony. He's going to be one of the judges for the competition. Sorry, I didn't realize we had you with us. Welcome to the program as well.
Hey, thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
And Teresa, tell us what prompted the idea of holding this talent search. You know, this may not have been the case several years ago, but it seems like there's a great deal of emerging musical talent coming out of Southwest Florida these days.
Well, I called Johnny one day and I said, you know, I need some more artists and there's so much talent in this area. What do you think we should do? So about a week later, he phoned me and said, let's have a talent show and bring them to us. You know, because I go to L.A. and New York and whatnot and look and scout. But this just seemed like a better way and it's my community. So that's how we launched it.
And is this talent search exclusively for emerging artists here in our region, or can anybody submit?
Anyone can submit. We've just put it together in less than 2 months, but we do have over 100 submissions and a lot of great talent. We're very excited. We have Kate Skates and Caleb Neff have already been accepted, their submissions, and we're just very excited. It's very exciting. Lots of people jumping in to help out. It's kind of humbling, Brent's Music, La Chita, Laughing, Five Finger Studio, Coast Magazine. Just everyone's just been wonderful and great and helpful and excited, and so it's just awesome.
Yeah, it's interesting you mention Kate Scales and Caleb Neff. They actually performed together on our program not that long ago when Kate's first album came out. So small world. Well, and you've got to take these more than 100 submissions that you've got and whittle that down to 20 acts that are going to be performing at the big event September 11th. Johnny Mars, tell me a bit about what kind of criteria you may be using to make those tough decisions.
Well, we're looking for originality. We're looking for energy, personality, and just a well-rounded recording artist, because our goal is to take the artist from being a local artist, groom them properly, get them the the professional recording, get them in with the recording engineers and the producers that we know can take them to the next level, and then take them to a global platform. So we're looking for originality, great energy, personality, and stage presence, really.
And Teresa, are you still accepting submissions at this point? I mean, the event's coming up real soon.
Yes, we are until September 8th. And we weeded out some that aren't going to make it. Of course, we want everybody to follow their dreams. We only have so many slots, so it's just a one-night show. We'd love to have as many as we can, but that's about all we're going to be able to pull off this time.
Sure, sure. Are there any basic requirements for consideration? For instance, it sounds like you're specifically looking for musical acts that have at least one vocalist.
Yes, and originals, of course, and a vocalist. Bands are welcome as well. We're hoping to find someone that we can record and promote and distribute and, get traction in their career. It won't necessarily be the winner. It depends on who we can work with. Some artists may not want that, may have a difficult artist. So we've separated the two. There's the win, $2,500, and then we have all of the artists we can choose from if we decide to do that. This is what the main, that's our target. That's why we started the search.
Okay, okay. So even aside from the contest winner themselves, there could be other folks who participate in this who you might end up pursuing to sign on. Okay.
Exactly, yes.
Well, and with social media... Johnny?
Yeah, no, we answered the question as far as what we're looking for. I just wanted to give Denovan a chance to, because he's going to be helping judging, in case we missed something. Denovan, do you want to chime in on that?
Yeah, tell us about what you're going to be looking for as a judge.
As a judge, you're looking for the same thing that Johnny mentioned, which was originality, energy, but I'm also looking for a star, that it factor or authenticity. Someone who resonates, whose music resonates with the audience, something special. Right now, you have a lot of the cookie cutter mentality in the industry. Artists are trying to be like other artists for the sake of selling records, and that actually stifles the music industry, and it stifles growth. It stifles creativity, because everyone is all about trying to just get on the radio to get a hit record versus having a great career and having great music. So I'm just looking for that one individual or individuals who have that, proverbial it factor, that wow quality. When you see it, you know it immediately.
Yeah. And Teresa, going off of what Denovan just said there, is that really the benefit of, this having this indie label that you've started here? I think he used the word cookie cutter, and you're looking for somebody that's kind of like not in that mold, somebody who's really doing their own original thing.
Yes, we want original, somebody that just has something a little different. We'll know it when we hear it. The judges are, I have different study groups, if you will, looking at the submissions. I have young people, a group of young people, different groups of people. So we're gathering information from everyone in order on who to pick. And we'll just see how it goes.
And I don't know who would be best to answer this question, but how did the Tabarini Foundation get involved in this effort?
Bobby, why don't you take that?
CMR Records, they're actually personal friends of mine, and when they mentioned they were doing this talent show, and they understand our mission, so they said that this is just a natural marriage to put the, you know, the Southwest Florida Music Charity together with the Southwest Florida Talent Search. It goes hand in hand. So we're very happy to be invited and very happy to be involved.
All right. Ahead of Creative Minds Records Talent Search event next week, we're taking a closer look at this locally based indie label and its efforts to showcase local aspiring musical talent. And we're also taking a closer look at the work of the Louis P. Tabarini Children's Music Outreach Foundation. They're going to be involved in that event. Listeners are invited to join our show. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU, using the hashtag GCL. And Bob Tabarini, I just want to put the spotlight on you for a little bit here. First of all, I've been enjoying your live performances at venues like the Buddha Rock Club and others around Southwest Florida for literally as long as I've lived here in Southwest Florida. So first of all, thank you for all the great music. And tell me just a bit about your own background in music. Have you been playing guitar pretty much your whole life?
Well, I started playing at a young age, and that's kind of how the Tabarini Foundation is part of the story. Is my father was not a musician, but he gave me my first guitar when I was still probably 12 years old, and in my teenage years, and he very much encouraged me to follow my dreams of playing music, and that is why the Tabarini Foundation, I guess, you know, means so much to me, because after he passed away, you know, we continued that. The first step to put me on my journey was getting a guitar into the hands of a child that actually wants to play.
Yeah. Just tell me more about the general mission of the organization. And because I know you're doing everything from actually getting guitars in kids' hands to providing the musical instruction, and in some cases even scholarships for music education.
Well, what we do is, you know, that is really, I mean, you kind of summed it up. We want to make sure that a kid or their family not having the financial means to, because it can be a little cost prohibitive to pick up a new instrument, you know, to get the instrument and the lessons. You know, we try to take that worry out of the equation, so that if any kid in Southwest Florida has the dream to play, we try to make a way for that to come true. And we've got some great success stories. One of them is going to be playing at the talent show. His name is Danny Parkinson, and he is a 3-time scholarship winner through our foundation. And what our scholarships entail is when we find a kid like Danny that shows exceptional interest and promise, we award them a scholarship, and then they are awarded individual lessons with one of the best teachers in the country. And so these kids really get a chance to jump it up to the next level. And so Danny is one of our true success stories, and everyone's going to get to hear him play at the start of the show on the 18th.
Excellent. Yeah, I've seen a number of photos of you and leading, you know, what looks like these guitar master classes. Are you the sole teacher there, or do you kind of rely on some of your fellow music collaborators, you know, folks like John Housley? We featured him on this program a few months back, and I know he gives lessons too.
Well, he's actually was our first initial teacher when we first started the program back in 2010. So Johnny, and he actually wrote our foundation's workbook that we work out of. So our music books were written by John Housley.
So any
kid that goes through the Tabarini Foundation class, they are learning John Housley's curriculum. But I'm not a teacher. I'm a teacher's aide, and I don't consider myself qualified enough that, even though I'm a professional musician, that I can't read music. I can't. I feel like the teachers we have are so far above what I'm capable as far as teaching goes, that I just volunteer my time as a teacher's aide. So if a kid's having a problem with something that I can help with, I'll pull them off to the side and work with them. And, you know, it just does my heart good to just be around these kids as they're kind of taking these first steps on this journey that I started so long ago. And it keeps my dad's spirit nice and close to me, because I know that it would make him happy to see these kids learning how to play, because I know that he believed that a kid with an instrument in their hand was less likely to get in trouble than someone just sitting around waiting for the next thing to happen. If you have And the way that we see with the Tabarini Foundation kids, all the kids that come into our class, they don't stick it out, and that's fine. Kids won't really know what they like in life until they try out a few things. So, you know, a kid might go through our class and say, you know, music's not for me, and then they try sports or they try some other outlet. But we want to give any kid that's interested the chance to give it a try without, you know, worrying about, well, I spent all this money, what if I don't like it? We take all that worry out of it and just give the kids a chance to play.
Yeah, yeah. Is this foundation, you know, it would be accurate to say this is a labor of love for you? I mean, are you the primary driving force behind this, or is the whole Tabarini family involved?
The whole Tabarini family is involved, but it was my kind of brainstorm because we were getting ready to lose my father to cancer in 2010, and I'm like, how am I going to deal with this big empty hole in my life and in my heart? Mm. And I kind of had a brainstorm. I'm like, well, what did his life's work mean? I mentioned he was not a musician, but he loved music, and he loved to hear music, and he was a fan of, you know, he knew all the, it was funny that he would come to my gigs when I was still in my teens and 20s, and he would know all the heavy metal bands and all that stuff, and I just thought that was kind of funny for someone kind of older age.
Uh-huh.
to really be in tune. We'd practice, he'd be like, well, you guys, that Judas Priest song didn't sound so good, and coming out of a 50-year-old at the time, I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
So I thought that, you know, it really, so when he was sick and dying in the hospital, it really made me think that, and actually my brother Steve had the impetus to show that my father had throat cancer and could no longer speak. And my brother Steve brought a bow system in there, and each one of us kids would bring in our media, and we would each play the music that we each associated with our dad with him while he was laying in bed.
Hmm.
And that, I think that was another thing that the light bulb kind of clicked, how much music meant to my dad. Once he lost the ability to talk, the only time he seemed like he was at peace was when we were playing music with him.
Yeah.
So it was it's truly a labor of love.
Yeah, that's a heartwarming story to hear. And again, I'm so sorry for the loss, but I mean, what a great way to sort of channel that grief into something positive. Do you know offhand about how many kids you've been able to put, you know, guitars in their hands so far?
Over 150 so far, and we're going to have 3 classes coming up this fall. So we want to help you. If you can help us get the word out that anyone that has a child from age 8 to 18 that would like to play music in Southwest Florida, to go to TabariniFoundation.org and to fill out an application, and that's all you have to do.
Wow, wow. And you had mentioned one of your star students who's going to be performing at next week's talent search event. Will there be any other kids besides the one you mentioned?
I think we're going to bring in 2 of our beginner students that just started. They just started their very first class a few weeks ago, and I think that we might have these girls come out and play a couple songs there. 8 years old, and so I think that it would be interesting for people to see the progression from a couple students that have only played a few notes to somebody like Danny, who has taken the program all the way through to the end, where he's now a very accomplished guitar player. He's far better than I am, and that's a true story.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's great to learn about this organization, and I'm so glad to be finding out about it. And of course, we'll be looking to check up with you guys later on. But I want to go back to the talent search event for a little bit here next week. And Johnny Mars, I was thinking, with everything we have with social media today, it can be easier than, say, it probably was 10 years ago for an aspiring or rising artist to get the word out about what they're doing and promote their events. But, I mean, really, what can signing on with a label like CMR do that somebody just wouldn't be able to do on their own? Because there's so much involved there.
The industry, you'll see also that the old model of the music industry is coming back, and artists, songwriters, record company, it's possible again to make a living from music, the music business. And by 2020, I revenue from Spotify, iTunes, all the streaming companies is going to balance everything back out. So what we do is we take the artists, we put our money where our mouth is, develop the artists, get them a brand from music videos to the photo shoot, the recording.
Johnny, we're kind of losing you with a bad phone connection there. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to just turn it over to Teresa here for a minute. Can you maybe pick up where Johnny was and talk a little bit about, you know, some of what being a part of CMR means for a musician?
So we try to get them a product with really great engineers and producers. We use the best studios. We can book them on tours, buy them onto tours. We do the photo shoots. We brand them. I mean, we just get them major traction, and hopefully we can get them with a major record label once we've gotten them followers and a great product and movement in their career. You know, the major labels kind of look for that, so that's why it's a thing that works in tandem, if you will.
All right. Well, we are about out of time, but before we... Johnny, let's see if our phone connection's a little better. How are you?
Good, good. Donovan said, let me hang up to see if that helped. So he hung up. How am I now?
That's much better, much better.
Okay. Yeah, but Teresa answered the question. That's pretty much in a nutshell what it is. We really believe in the artist, and it's really about the artist. And one thing I forgot to plug is, you know, we have a sponsorship and VIP ticket packages still available. So go to cmrtalentsearch.com. That's cmrtalentsearch.com to get your tickets to come and be involved.
All right. And either for this talent contest or just for the record label in general, are there specific genres that you focus on, or is it really across the board?
It's everything outside of opera, and I'm not not so sure about hip hop. If there's a good one, maybe, but outside of that, it's everything: country, rock, Christian, blues, even heavy metal. So singer songwriter, it's a conglomeration of them all.
All right. Well, that is about all the time we have for this portion of the program, but I want to thank my guests. We've been speaking with Johnny Mars. He's a music executive and vice president of Creative Minds Records, which is an indie label based right here in Southwest Florida. Also, thank you so much to Teresa Zepchevsky. She's the CEO, also a music executive with CMR. And a bit earlier, we were joined by Denovan Bliswood with Sony. He's going to be a judge for CMR's Talent Search event on September 18th, and that's going to be at the Broadway Palm Dinner Theater here in Fort Myers. Folks can still submit submissions if they're interested in taking part. Again, you can go online to cmrtalentsearch.com. Also, a big thanks to Bob Tabarini of the Tabarini Foundation, which is going to be providing some musical entertainment at that event next week. Thank you guys so much for being here. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
It was a pleasure.
Appreciate you.
We're taking a short break, but when we return, we'll meet some advocates who have been the driving force behind an effort to get a Camo Alert bill passed in the Florida legislature. That initiative aims to better identify and get help for at-risk or suicidal veterans. I'm John Davis, and you're listening to Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.